In most parts of the country, there's a critical nursing shortage, and that's creating problems for hospitals. Reporter Scott Tong visited one in Fredericksburg, Virginia, spent the day with a woman who's become an expert on coping with the lack of nurses.
The day shift is just beginning at 2 North. That's the unit at Mary Washington Hospital, where patients go after heart surgery. A small blonde woman in pink scrubs and white cross trainers is speed walking up the hall. Her name is Mona Kelly. She's the nurse manager. Mona says her job is getting harder. That's because it takes 13 full-time nurses to run the unit. She has 8. Mona stops for a second to huddle with her staff and count today's nurses.
Virginia's only here for 8 hours. So when I go to the bed meeting, I'll find out what the rest of the census is looking like in the hospital and see what we're going to do. All right. I might end up being back tonight. I don't know when I'll pack.
This is Mona's last day before she goes on vacation. So she has to fill dozens of holes in the staffing schedule today.
And then I have the 8:30 bed meeting, and then there's a CNA coming in for an interview at 10, and then at 11 I have an RN applicant interview. So it's going to be a busy morning. If you guys need me, just holler for me or page me or whatever. Catch me if you can. Okay.
Mona says the shortage of nurses here forces her to do a lot of asking. Can you work overtime tonight? Can I borrow a nurse from the ICU? When can you start?
Stephanie, come on in.
At 8 a.m., Mona's in her office saying hi to Stephanie, the newest nurse on 2 North. Stephanie just got a sign-on bonus. The going rate is $2,000 to $4,000. And cash isn't the only perk that hospitals offer. Some promise tuition, child care, even lawn care. But here's the trade-off.
All of our associates have to work every other weekend. Now, it used to be on this unit that they were every third weekend. I talked to you a little bit about this, didn't I? Okay. But now, because we're expecting to expand our unit and open up 5 more beds, hopefully by September 1st, we need to make sure that we're going to have staff coverage on the weekends as well.
All that extra work keeps this cardiac floor going, but Mona says it takes a toll.
You can work for 8 or 12 hours on the floor caring for these patients, and you go home and your knees hurt, and your feet hurt, and your back hurts, and your hips hurt, and because you have just been running all day long, and your feet are swollen, and you know, you just cannot wait to get home and get in a hot tub.
Physical and emotional strain have always been a part of nursing, but now that the hours are longer, more and more nurses are burning out.
What do you want, Boo?
Amaretto.
At 10:30, a quick cup of coffee. Then Mona's back in her office, looking at the big scheduling book. If there's a shift where nobody's working, she marks it with a yellow highlighter. There's yellow everywhere. Here's who's working so far.
We have Paula, Olga, and Kelly. Christina, Melissa, Melody, Angela, Christy Peterson. Yes.
If there's one thing about this profession that hasn't changed, it's that almost all nurses are women. But those women are graying. 7 out of 10 nurses are over 40, and there aren't many young people going into the field. Meanwhile, the patient population keeps aging, and experts say something has to give. A study by the American Nurses Association found that 3 out of 4 nurses say patient care is already slipping. But Mona Kelly says it's not slipping here at 2 North. One reason is that Mona, the supervisor, is prepared to care for the patients herself. At 11:30 in the morning, she's standing over a 58-year-old man who just had 6 bypasses.
Now this doesn't hurt, okay?
I've heard that before.
She's about to pull a small tube from the man's chest. It's called a central line.
Now, truly, your job is to take nice, slow, even, deep breaths.
And she eases it out.
That's it. Just in and out. Nice and easy.
And now she's done.
Very good. You're right.
This is not a big IV.
No.
It's a little one.
At noon, Mona has a quick second to sit down. Here's the day so far. 2 interviews, a meeting with other hospital managers, 6 phone calls, email, some patient education, and countless laps around the nursing station. Vacation seems a long way off.
I need to eat. I'm waiting for Tina to call me back so I can find out if there's a potential of having one of her staff members stay for an additional 4 hours this afternoon. I need to get back to the board, look through the charts, see who we have firm discharge orders on, see who's going to be leaving this afternoon, because at 1 o'clock we have another bed and census meeting, and I need to know exactly what the picture's looking like for 3 to 11.
That may sound frantic, but Mona says it's actually been a pretty easy day so far. At 3:30, she's at her desk working the phones, offering nurses extra money to work extra hours. The overtime and bonuses raise costs for the hospital, but the alternative is to turn away patients.
Hi, may I speak to Tan, please? This is Mona from 2 North. Hello? Oh, she's not here right now? Okay, do you know when she'll be back? Michelle, hey, it's Mona. Hey, that's okay, things happen. I have a big, fat favor to ask, a big way that you could make it up to me. Next Saturday, you're scheduled for a B shift. Can you work an A shift instead? Shelly? Hi, it's Mona. How are you? Well, I'm trying to get ready to go out of town. Chris and I are leaving tomorrow to go to Virginia Beach, take the kids down for a week. But I'm doing my last-minute staffing scramble. Yeah, let me tell you what the deal is, though. If you can do 12 hours, we can pay you 8 hours of bonus time. Willie, I understand.
At 6, nearly 12 hours after she got to work, she dials again.
Tammy, it's Mona. Hi. Good. Listen, we are desperate. I'm going on vacation tomorrow. My schedule looks like you know what. So I'm going to be gone for a whole week, and I'm trying to fix as much of this as I can. Now, we're offering a special bonus package this week. Let me tell you about what it is.
Mona's day finally ends at 10:30. There are still gaps in the schedule. When she gets home, Mona drags her travel bags out of the attic, but she falls asleep before she can pack for vacation the next day. For NPR News, this is Scott Tong in Fredericksburg, Virginia.